Afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Word of Mom Radio and our rotating Wednesday platform. Branding Beyond Blogging is here this week with Glenda Cates, and I'm just loving this show, and I'm loving our rotating Wednesday platform. Oh, and for those of you who don't know me, I'm Dori DiCarlo, and I get to be the Roz in the background for all of these fabulous hosts that are bringing in their great shows and fabulous guests. And Glenda has been here with us sharing that out-of-the-box thinking and out-of-the-box marketing techniques and marrying those bloggers and product and services and charities. And I'm so excited and just want to pass everything over to her because she is a fabulous guest here with us today. So, Glenda, hey, welcome to your show.
Thank you, Dori. Hello, everyone. This is Glenda Cates, and I'm with Branding Beyond Blogging. And today I've been blessed to be able to have Rachel Webb Herrera on the show today. She is with Just Between Friends. And let me tell you, if you've never been to a Just Between Friends event sale, you have totally missed out. They are the best thing since sliced bread. When my son was little, I was a single mom. I couldn't afford most of the items that I needed, and through the sales that they have throughout the community, I was able to get name brand items that I would have never thought I could get for my son. So I want to announce Rachel and let her tell you a little bit about what she does and how she got started. Rachel, would you like to share with us?
Absolutely. I'm so glad to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome.
I'm Rachel. I'm a mompreneur, and I work from home with my children. I'm the owner and event coordinator of Just Between Friends of Arlington and Grand Prairie in Texas, and we are working on bringing fabulous events to the community. We have our sale at Lone Star Park twice a year, and I'm a bargain-hunting, toddler-chasing football mom, and I am so glad to be able to bring the community an event like Just Between Friends. I have a passion for finding bargains. I love to bargain hunt, and being frugal is in my DNA. I love the children's consignment concept, and love the fact that I can go and find great things for my kids and help others to do the same thing that I couldn't find unless I spent a lot of money in a retail store. So I'm really glad to be able to do this. And I love Just Between Friends and what it does for the community. We don't just help people to get a great bargain. We also help families who have unused baby items and unused children's items that they haven't used in a long time. They're taking up a lot of space in their home. They're cleaning out their closets, and they're consigning their items and bringing them to the sale. And they're able to sell those items to families who now need those items at 50 to 90% off of retail, and in that same sale, we're helping the community. We're donating items to charity partners that each sale has, and we're just helping out on all facets.
I really like Just Between Friends because not only can you find the items that you may or may not be able to afford for the children, but Just Between Friends helps in so many ways. It works. It partners with charities. It also uses direct sellers. They allow them to set up and showcase their merchandise. And anyone who is a mompreneur, even a dad that owns a business, knows how important it is to be seen. And they give us the perfect opportunity for that. But more than that, they even work with bloggers. Lots of companies nowadays are realizing that bloggers can bring different aspects to things, and they're starting to utilize it more and more and more. And it's nice to know that you can go to a blog and you will find Just Between Friends, or you can talk to a direct seller, and they may have been at one of the events. And it just gives so many ways for you to either save money or be able to be seen. I mean, Rachel offers swag bags. She has vendor tables. It's just an awesome opportunity in the community. If you've never heard of Just Between Friends, please check out the website. I'm going to let Rachel tell you a little bit about how she uses the different aspects, charities, and everything, so you can get a feel for just between friends, because I really think if you've never been to a sale, you should at least check them out at least once, because you will be amazed at what you will find. So, Rachel, I'm going to let you tell how you partner all the different aspects together.
Awesome.
Rachel, you know what? Wait a second. Before you do that, we actually have a caller from your area who's here on the 817 area code that wants to say something. So I would love to bring them in and let them share their experiences with Just Between Friends, and then you can tell, you know, we can just keep the conversation flowing and bring someone in who's going to also sing your praises. So, hi, you're here on Word of Mom Radio. This is Dory. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kathy Lamb.
Hi, Kathy.
I'm in Hearst, Texas. Hello. And, I love Just Between Friends. I'm actually a consigner, and I've been signed at Arlington and several different of the area events. And I was just excited to talk about it, because I've found that I can find ways to clean out my house, clean out my closets, and earn money for doing that. I've also been able to clothe my kids. I have 3 little boys. They're ages 3, 5, and 7, and so I try to stay ahead of the oldest one by shopping for his clothes and then pass everything down. And then when the youngest outgrows it, I sell it back, kind of like I'm leasing their clothes.
What a great idea.
That's absolutely great. Yeah, it's a great way to look at it, because so many of these children's items have such a short closet life for us. You know, you buy something, your child may wear it twice, and then he's grown out of it. Or you buy a great pair of shoes, and your kid hits a growth spurt, and no longer can you wear that, you know, $60 pair of shoes. It's time to find a new home for that great pair of shoes. And it's the ultimate repurposing. So it's really fabulous. Kathy, thanks so much for calling in.
You know, kids outgrow their stuff at that age before they outwear them. They don't outwear until their teenage years.
Absolutely.
No, and with it being back to school time, now is the perfect time to find some local Just Between Friends consignment sales, because I'm telling you, the clothes are like new. The shoes are like new. You would just be amazed. I mean, I go there a lot and get Charlie's school clothes because I can get so much more. And a lot of the clothes there you don't even find in a store, and it just amazes me. And the people and the staff and the volunteers, you can tell they really care about what they do, and it makes a huge difference. So I really, really applaud Rachel for what she does.
Well, I do too. You know, it's funny because, and Kathy, I have to say to you, you know, my kids are now 26, 24, and 22. So
yes,
I know your pain. I know the joy, and I know that, oh my gosh, feeling of wow, you know, having 3 of them that close. To me, it's a lot more work before they're all in school, and then it's fun, the school trips and everything else, and then those teenage years, you really just develop a 10-year chef and chauffeur span.
Yes, I'm already feeling that with
it's a trip.
PTA and everything else. JBS just seems to be a good fit for our family and in clothing the kids, and I was excited. I got rid of all of my baby stuff, Lord willing, that's a good thing. We were able to sell all of our jumperoos and Bumbo and pack and play, all of the things that are just taking up a lot of space in our house. And then, you know, the great thing about going to Just Between Friends is when you're a consigner, you can volunteer to help out at the sale and you earn more money back. So I make sure I always do that. I just get a babysitter, and it's actually fun for me. I've found it to be, you know, a little bit of a sort of kid-free zone. I mean, obviously we're dealing with kids' items, but it gives me just a little bit of time away from the house since I do stay at home with the kids.
It's like a 4-hour mom break.
And that's what I like. And they have so many ways that you can volunteer to help. I mean, through passing out flyers, come working the event. Rachel can share some more on that. But, I mean, it's just, it's amazing how well they do bring the community into the event and help everyone. And they just offer so many ways. So, Rachel, would you like to talk about that a little bit?
Sure. I like to say that my sale doesn't belong, it's not my sale, it's the community sale. It takes a lot of hands and many hearts to bring it together, and it's a process. So we have opportunities for people to help out with the basics of a four-hour, like, team member helper shift, where we have opportunities for people to help us inspect the consignors' items when they come in, organize the items when they're on the floor, just, you know, help keep things neat and tidy. We also have a need for help in passing out promotional materials. We ask everyone who consigns to tell their friends. It always surprises me how many people don't know about Just Between Friends, and it's such a fabulous idea that could help, you know, just about every family I know. So I'm always shocked to hear that people just don't know about it the way that I would expect them to. So when we ask people to share it with their friends, you know, you come here, you find great bargains, you're clothing your kids for less, and you're buying, you know, their toys, people stock up for Christmas, you know, you're doing all these great things, you know, share this with your friends so that we can, you know, have more consigners come, have more items to choose from, and everyone, you know, benefits. including those charity partners that we have. So we're gearing up for our fall sale, and I love the fall sale because we do get a lot of toys, people thinking about cleaning out and making room because they know that Christmas is coming for their child and they're going to need, you know, space, and then people can come in, you know, shoppers can come in and find gently used toys and items that their children would love and replenish those things in their home. So.
I'm sorry. I was going to say, you know, you're right. I have, this is Kathy. I've shopped for my own kids for Christmas gifts, and it's cool because you get it done so much earlier. The sale's coming up in September, and I can put that stuff away and feel like, all right, look, I got a lot of my Christmas already accomplished, and it's not even December at all. And the kids have really enjoyed things they've got. I know one year we got like a big old train track that was all set up and around the Christmas tree, and they were so excited to see that.
When you, as a consigner, you know, how did you even find out? Was it through another consigner or people, you know, really using that word of mom advertising?
It was word of mom. I actually got on the bandwagon really early. I was lucky that some friend of mine had told me about it when I was pregnant with my first. And so I started out shopping several seasons in a row, realizing this is a great way. Why was I paying full price for these very expensive items for babies that they don't, you know, you can clean them. They're in great condition. Why pay retail? So I started shopping first, and then after we got to a point where I started realizing, okay, now I've got too many things in my house. I've got to do something. It was a perfect fit for me because I do stay at home, and so I thought, you know, I could find other ways to get rid of items or have a garage sale or something, but this was just an easier way to bring in a little bit more money because it's items that are in great condition. They're not the same as garage sale items. I think a garage sale, and I usually think they're a little more beat up and dirty. But these are items that are just in fabulous condition, gently used, or even better. Sometimes I have things that I couldn't return to the store. I was given as a gift, and it just never even came out of the package because we didn't need it. So that's kind of how I started, and I thought, well, hey, I'm home. I'm not getting paid for my time to be home. I might as well do something that might actually bring in a little bit of money, and I found it to be more of a hobby for me. I am a little addicted to it, I have to say. I really enjoy tagging and preparing things and looking at things to see, okay, what would somebody else really enjoy since I've enjoyed this item so much.
That's so great. Kathy, I thank you so much that you called in to share your experience with us. I really appreciate that, and it's just so much fun to know that there's something out there like this. So, you know, the next Just Between Friends event that's going on, you'll probably get a chance to, you know, either meet Kathy or find some of her fabulously gently used things that she's resharing. So thank you again for calling in. I'm going to let you go, and we're going to share one of our hometown corner highlights right now. So definitely keep on and keep listening, Kathy, because it's going to be, you know, friends that you know. So for those of you just tuning in, we're here on Branding Beyond Blogging with, I just want to make sure, I wanted to make sure I muted the right person. We're here on Branding Beyond Blogging with Glenda Cates, and we are going to take a break for our hometown corner, and we're going to talk about an event that Glenda just did at with benefit for Major Cheney Elementary School. And Glenda, I want you to share it, and I also want you to share our special guest in our hometown corner right now.
Well, we did an event for Major Cheney Elementary School through Busy Bee Networking, which allowed us to host a craft fair. We had vendors out at the event. We had a radio show. We also had a food truck come out. And we raised close to $1,000, and $300 of that was, besides the $1,000, $300 of it was actual supplies that people had dropped off, which was just an awesome event, and it was our very first event. Have y'all out.
Oh. Glenda, I'm so sorry. You muted out for a second. It was your very first event. Say that again.
That was our very first event that we held, and we're doing another one towards the end of the month on the 24th, and we would love to have y'all out. It's at 5154 Belknap in Haltom City, Texas. I'm looking for vendors. I'm looking for items to donate. We're doing teacher bags. Every single penny we make goes back into the school. So we are asking people to collect their change and drop it off that day, drop off school supplies. Anything that you can do that would make a teacher or a student stay can really help. Rachel will be giving passes to the teachers because this is an underprivileged school, so it really needs help. So please check out the event. And then our hometown hero this week is Olga with Ames Collision, and she does a lot of stuff with us, but she specializes in Mercedes and Lexus and BMWs and plastic bumpers. But she's just a small-town hero running in a collision business in Dallas, Texas, off of Reeder Road, and I'd like to invite y'all out to meet her because she partners with direct sellers and bloggers, and she's just trying to get her name out there. So please look Ames Collision up on Facebook and give her a shout-out. Let her know that you heard her being mentioned on Branding Beyond Blogging. Thank you. Dory?
And do we have Charlie coming to visit with us, or is he gone?
Yes, let me go grab him. No, he brought his
We are going to be sharing. Glenda has a blogging partner on, you know, a Texas Girl Blogs and her mom's reviews.
Hello?
And
hello?
Hi, is that
Hello?
Charlie?
Hello.
Tell them who you are.
It's me and Charlie. You know me.
Charlie, tell me.
Hi there, Charlie.
Blog?
Well,
yes.
Mom knows you,
but
we
don't
know
you. What do you do on the blog?
You
help take the pictures and you help unload the tables at the event?
Yeah.
Can you tell them you're helping your school?
I'm helping my own school and a baby right now.
Very good, Charlie. Could you hear him?
We could.
Hello?
And I absolutely love that you have your son, you know, working with you and passing out flyers and, you know, helping to, you know, just share everything that you're doing and blogging with you and everything else. I mean, it's just so much fun. And that's what being a mompreneur is all about. It's how do you find ways to bring your kids into your business and into your life and integrate them into what you are doing. So, hi, Charlie. Thanks for all the help you're giving mom. She really appreciates it. She really
yes,
does.
I do. Him
so
and David
for those
both
of you,
are a huge help.
I'm sure. I am sure. And we are back here on Word of Mom Radio with Branding Beyond Blogging. We were just doing a little hometown corner highlight. We'll do another one towards the end of the show. Again, Glenda can tell you where her next events are and how to reach her. And we're here with Just Between Friends and Rachel. And she's just sharing this great, I love the whole concept of a consignment store that's an event. And I just, you know, tell us more about the whole, I don't know. I mean, it's such an unusual way to do something.
It is. It's a very unusual way.
It's like a traveling circus because we roll up into an empty space and we set up, you know, a big store in the midst of, you know, an empty 20,000 square foot space. And in a matter of, you know, hours, have consigners dropping off their items and it's stopped. So it's really, it's very different. When you try to explain it to people, they don't always get it unless they come to see. So it's definitely a must-see.
Yes, I agree. It is a must-see. And once you go, you are going to be hooked. And the neat thing, like I had said earlier, is they, Just Between Friends, like she said, it's not just her event. It's a community event, and it brings so many facets into the event. It's just awesome. I mean, there's direct sellers there. There's bloggers there. There's even brick-and-mortar businesses. You just do not know who you're going to run into at any given time or whose clothes you may or may not be buying. And it's just, it's fun just to stand back and watch the people because they get so excited over the stuff they find, and you hear them oohing and aahing, and I'll go there to shop, and I'll get lost just watching the people. It's just as much fun just for me just to go stand there and just watch everybody seeing what they find and seeing their faces and hearing their expressions, and it's just, it's awesome. And then once the event is all over, Rachel has a couple of charities that she works with, and it's just a godsend to the area that she sets up in and the different communities, and you can find them just on Facebook, and you'll see Rachel out there, and she's posting, and she's talking, and it's just very heartwarming to be there.
So. Rachel, so, what is your Facebook page?
Our Facebook is facebook.com/JBF, like Just Between Friends, the acronym, Arlington.
Okay.
Rachel, how did you get started with Just Between Friends, and how long have you had your Just Between Friends franchise?
I've owned for a little over a year, and this is my third sale that we are gearing up for now. It was a divine intervention. I had always loved the consignment, children's consignment concept. I believe in it. I shopped children's consignment for my first child. When he was a baby 10 years ago, and I loved it. I just, that wasn't what I did for a living. I was a paralegal, but I had some family changes, and it was a possibility for me to stay home with my kids but work from home, and I was looking for a way to do that, and Just Between Friends, the opportunity kind of fell in my lap, and once I saw it and was open to it. It was just a divine path. I started, you know, looking into it, and things moved very quickly. It was just the perfect fit for me.
Now, if somebody wanted to start their own Just Between Friends, can you tell them how that would happen, what they would need to do, or how?
If you're interested in pursuing Just Between Friends as a, you know, as a business opportunity, you would need to go to the JBFSell.com website. And there is a franchising section on the website, and it leads you. You fill out an online form, and that starts the process for you.
And then there's also a section on there that tells you how to become a volunteer, how to sign up. This is one of the most informative websites I've seen in a long time. It tells you if you want to be a direct seller, if you want to be a volunteer. There's just so many useful articles on the website. It's just, it's fun. I can get lost on there just looking at all the different opportunities. And then
yeah,
I go to her Facebook page and I do get lost.
Yeah, the website is very easy to read, gives you very clear step-by-step instructions. There's videos. If you decide that you have things that you want to purge from your home that you're no longer using, that are gently used, consignment quality items, then you can go to the jbfsale.com website and watch videos and get step-by-step instruction on how to become a consigner, sign up for a consigner number, and you enter all of your items into a website that we have. It's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you print your own barcoded tags for your items. So you are pricing your own items and taking them to the sale, and we do the rest for you.
Oh,
and
wow.
It's just fun. It's really neat. The website really is. I mean, you could just get – there's so many things on there. I'll start looking at one thing and I'll find something else and I just go off and I'm there a while. And I love her Facebook page because she's always got so many tips and things on it that moms can relate to, and it's just fun. I mean, it's just interesting and it's fun, and I've really been blessed to have met Rachel. I actually met her at an event, a craft fair that a friend of mine was holding in Arlington, and when I saw her table, I already love Just Between Friends, but when I saw her table, I was immediately drawn in because that's where I used to shop for Charlie, and I loved it. And I knew that they worked with bloggers and direct sellers, and I knew that they had items that the people in my community could use. And I was excited to find out that they started opening and using bloggers to help promote the events, and that they allow direct sellers out, because people that run businesses, whether it's a blog or a direct sales company, they need to be seen. And a lot of times they don't know how, and they don't realize that charities and events like Just Between Friends use people like them. And until they learn this, a lot of them are lost. And a lot of times I'll say, well, have you heard of Rachel's event? And they'll be like, no. And it gives me an opportunity once again to teach them to think outside the box and go outside and look for new and different events, and it's just fun. And for Rachel to do this, it's a godsend because it helps so many families.
Mine included. I bought
mine
all
too.
My children's things at the sale because, number one, I'm there, and number two, I really just can't pass up a bargain. It's really like a treasure hunt. So our next event is going to be at Lone Star Park. We're open to the public September 12th through the 14th. On September 12th, we have a free admission pass that's on our Facebook page and on our website. And you will be able to shop from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. The next day is our 50% off sale, our half-off sale for those items that consigners have decided will go 50% off. And that sale is from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. on the 13th. And then on the 14th, we have a short sale from 9 in the morning to noon, and that's going to be a 75% off sale.
So I'm telling you, everyone needs to watch, and you need to write down these dates, because I'm telling you, school is starting, Christmas shopping is starting. It's a perfect time to be out there shopping. And Dori, if you've never been to one of these Just Between Friends, you've got to check it out. I know your children are all grown, but you run into people all the time, and I just know so many people can benefit from these services. It's just, it's a true godsend.
I would say that I would love to just attend, period. We're going to take a quick break, and then we have a caller from the 732 area code that has been patiently waiting, but I just want to take a quick break. We're here on Word of Mom Radio with Branding Beyond Blogging, and we wanted to say thank you to our show sponsor today. I want you to meet Courtney Jones Sanders. As a mom, you are the one who cannot afford to run out of steam or to feel bad. So you need to have the items to achieve this. And as a 34-year-old mom, she found Lavelle, and it changed her life. And Thrive allows her to feel better, have more energy for the things that pile up, and it helps her look and feel better. So she'd like you to take a look at her website. You can go to Lavelle.com, follow her on Twitter and Facebook and Pinterest, and just connect with her through Glenda here on Word of Mom Radio. And just thank you, a quick thanks to Courtney for sponsoring today's conversation. And we are back here on Branding Beyond Blogging. And as I said, we're going to bring in the caller from the 732 area code. Hi, this is Dory. You're here with Glenda and Rachel on Branding Beyond Blogging. Who's this, please?
Hi, it's Tara. I'm sorry. I just have to apologize. I think my cheek kept hitting the numbers, so I didn't mean to mess anything up.
Oh, you didn't mess anything.
Okay. I just wanted to say that I am a JBF addict. I started shopping about 6 years ago for my son. Actually, I wanted to have a little extra spending money, so I sold all of his stuff because we thought he was going to be our last child. My first check was about $500, and that's why I became addicted. And then I had a little girl, and she is now 7, and I still love to shop for her. She actually comes with me. And we will literally pull everything off the racks and shelves that we can find that we like. And then we go to a little corner and we decide yes, no, yes, no. And we have a little budget in mind and the rest is history.
But it's fun because you can bring your daughter.
What was
it
that?
It is fun.
It's fun because you get to bring your kids with you and it's not as stressful as going into a regular department store. I can't get it in. And that's what I enjoy. And it's nice to hear the ladies coming on and sharing their stories and their testimonials. And it's the most wonderful way to shop. I'm telling you, Dory, you have to check one of these sales out.
Do they have them on the East Coast?
That's a question
for
Rachel.
Where are you located?
Me, I'm in Connecticut. I'm in New England, and I'm in New York.
Okay, I think there is, because I'm on the JBF, I'm looking all over the place because I have family everywhere. I know that there's a brand new one in New York, I believe. I know there's one in Delaware, and I have family in New Jersey. So I know that there's some in New Jersey as well.
Huh, I'm going to have to go look just because it just sounds like fun. It really does. It really does. It just sounds like a lot of fun. I think it's really unique to find a consignment place, A, that's portable. You know, I mean, that in and of itself has to alleviate so much of the hassle for people that do have kids and things like that, not having to be in a closed environment, you know, as opposed to a nice big open space. But the fact that you connect with direct sellers and bloggers, see, I think that that's where a lot of businesses are falling down, and this is, I think, such a smart thing to do because it opens you up to so much more.
It does. Rachel, would you like to share a little bit about that, about how you merge everything into the events, or how Just Between Friends merges everything, the direct sellers, your charities, your bloggers, and the community?
Absolutely. We love to have people come in and set up their vendor booths. They promote their products. They are reaching a like market, moms and families and kid-friendly businesses. They're coming in and they are, number one, they're finding great things for their families because our vendors are our shoppers. They may also be our consigners, but they are meeting like-minded moms who have children, who get the whole work-from-home mom concept, and they're promoting their product, they're promoting Just Between Friends, and they're helping the community at the same time. Many of them are helping with the sale, and they're promoting our sale, and we're promoting them. It's a wonderful way to work together.
It sounds like it would be. Now, where is your next event? I know it's in, September 12th through the 14th. Where is it located?
It's at Lone Star Park, which is a big horse race track in Grand Prairie, Texas.
Grand Prairie, Texas. How far away have people come to be a vendor at your event?
I've had people come from East Texas, which is probably 100 miles away. I've had people come from Waco. I get a lot of people from all over coming to consign, but also coming to shop, because there are people who – JBF has a following, and the people who know about JBF, who are in the know, they will travel because you just never know what you're going to find at one of these events. It's, you could go to, you know, 10 different events and always find different things that you need for your family. So I do have people who are willing to get in the car and make the drive, because it is an event and it does happen twice a year. They really feel like that's worth their drive and their time. The address at Lone Star Park is the 1000 Lone Star Parkway. It's, again, it's in Grand Prairie, Texas. It's a huge horse track. You really can't miss it. And we're really excited about the event.
I'm excited that y'all are going to be there.
Now,
and
do you
I love
twice
it.
A year, you said?
We do it twice a year. We typically have our spring sale in April and our fall sale typically in September.
Is that true for all of the Just Between Friends consignments, or do they rotate?
Generally, the Just Between Friends sales happen twice a year. There could be, you know, sales that do a third or a fourth sale. Each owner chooses, but we definitely have two sales a year. Each, you know, each area has two sales a year, and they choose the timing. One happens in the spring and one happens in the fall, but you know, spring and fall, they choose their placement within, you know, within those seasons.
That is so cool. I'm serious. I'm like sitting here going, now, I was lucky when my kids were little, there was a place called Play It Again Sports. Mm-hmm. And because my kids love to ice skate. Now, for baseball and softball, I bought all their stuff new because they had to have it new because they were playing so much that, you know, they weren't going to be able to use anybody else's. And trust me, after they were done, nobody else would want to use theirs. But ice skating was something we did once a week on a Saturday. And so we would go to Play It Again Sports at the start of every year, bring our old skates back that they used literally, you know, eight times, and buy the next size, and until their feet stopped growing. Then once mm-hmm. their feet stopped growing, and they had like two different, you know, they had the vinyl and then they had the leather. Once their feet stopped growing, I invested and bought the leather ice skates for them. But, you know, was able to get a $250 pair of ice skates that barely had a scuff on them for, I don't know, $30, you know. And, again, once their feet stopped growing, even that was like, well, I'm getting away so cheaply on, mm-hmm. on something, you know. So it always amazed me when parents didn't do that. It's like, why would you go buy your kid a new pair of skates every year when they're going to wear them, you know, six Saturdays, if that.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's
exactly.
different when you're, you know, it's different when your kid plays hockey and stuff like that. And even then, you could still go buy really good hockey skates there that were barely used.
Right.
And
so
we
do
I
have
it.
Some items that are new as well. I mean, there will be people who bring in items that they bought, well meaning that their child would wear, but that maybe their child grew out of before they had an opportunity to wear them, or it was a gift that was received and it didn't fit. And, you know, there are many new items as well as gently used items in our sales.
Exactly. And as a homeschooler, because I had homeschooled my daughter, I wish I had knew about this event back then, because I've gone and I found brand new books and art supplies and just things that a lot of parents would love for their children to have but may not afford. When Charlie was a baby, I had his room done in Winnie the Pooh, and I'd never seen one. I went into Just Between Friends, and I found a hairbrush and a little deal to hold his first tooth that he lost, and it was all Winnie the Pooh things. And
oh.
Winnie the Pooh bookmarkers, and it was just like, you know, it was things that I probably would not have been able to afford it for his room, but because I went to a sale, I was able to get that, and those are just things that I still have in their keepsakes. And but I know that I could take them back and resell them if I chose to. So for me, Just Between Friends helped our family so much. So it was a godsend, and it's a godsend to the community. So I admire Rachel, and I admire everyone that is a part of Just Between Friends and what they do for the area and the community and the families. And I just like to say thank you, Rachel. I really appreciate it.
Well, aww, thank you guys for having me on today.
No, oh, no, we're really enjoying the conversation. Tara, I have to ask you, so do you attend Rachel's Just Between Friends sale?
No, I have not attended hers. I have attended another one, East Tyler, the one in East Tyler, Texas. And I do have to say, my children, as a consigner, my children are so programmed that when something does not fit them, there is a spot in my youngest daughter's closet where they know to put everything because mom's going to resell it. So.
Oh, that is so awesome that they do that and that the children know. And they're going to grow up knowing this, and they'll be able to hand it down to their families, which is a neat concept to be able to do.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, Rachel, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was going to let you finish.
No, it's your show.
I was just going to ask, Rachel, is there anything that we haven't covered that you would like to share? I just want you to feel comfortable. I want you to make this your show. I want you and your guests to just share anything that you think will bring families and make them more aware of what you're doing and get them involved.
I do want to say that we have space remaining for additional consigners to sign up at jbfsale.com, that there's still time to tag and get ready for the sale, that we have pre-sale that you can sign up through also at jbfsale.com for foster parents. They get to come and shop before we open to the public. First-time parents, first-time grandparents, military families, and teachers. So we offer those groups an opportunity to come in. If they sign up on the website, then they receive a pass, and they can come to the sale before we open to the public so that they can shop for things for their families. And the people who shop the pre-sales generally get the best deals first because we are all pricing our own individual items. You might have one, you know, the same jumperoo might be there, you know, there might be 12 of them, and they are all priced a little bit differently. So the people who get to shop the event first, they do find the better items and the better bargains. So we do that for the community as well, and we're hoping to have a lot of teachers and foster parents and first-time moms, dads, and grandparents sign up for the sale so that they can come and shop for their family.
I love that. I didn't even know that. And that is such a great and wonderful ideal to do it, especially for teachers, because there's a lot of times I took when we took the school supplies up to the school, the principal was getting ready to go and buy the consignment notebooks out of her pocket because the school didn't notify them that all the students need them. And you just stand there and you hear about how much money they put out of their own pockets. And if we can help them save some money, to me, that's a true godsend. So thank you, Rachel. I'll make sure and let all of Charlie's teachers and staff and everyone know.
And that's a good thing for daycares as well. We had some people at the last sale that were moms who were opening their daycares. You know, they've been approved at the state, and they had their space, and they were ready, but they didn't have the things that they needed to fill the daycare. So we had a couple people who came in, and they just knocked it out of the park. I mean, they were able to get you know, the vast majority of the things that they needed for their startup, for their daycare at the sale as well. So we do that for daycares and for teachers, public school, private school. As long as they're teaching kids, they can sign up on the website.
That is wonderful, the things that y'all offer.
That really is. That is so cool. We need to take a quick break. For those of you just tuning in, we are here on Word of Mom Radio. And, again, this is another one of our little hometown corners, and I wanted to just, again, say thank you to Ames Collision and want to encourage you in the area. They're in Dallas, and they're at 11436 Reeder Road, and you can get in touch with them. Their phone number is 972-247-4616, and they specialize And it's a family-owned business. They specialize in plastic bumpers and high-end cars. And they deal with, you know, Mercedes and BMW, Lexus. And, you know, go support a family-owned business because that's what it's all about, you know, supporting those local businesses in your neighborhood. And Glenda does have another event coming up, the Busy Bees Give Back to the Community event. That's August 23rd in Haltom. How do you pronounce that?
Haltom City. And that is going to the Multiple Sclerosis Society, and it's from 12 to 4 on the 24th at 5154 Belknap. We would love to have you come out. It's going to be another craft there. Every bit of the profits goes to help with multiple sclerosis, which I'm sure most of us know somebody that has suffered from it at one time or another. So just come out, shop, have some food from the food trucks. Just visit the vendors, get to know them, hand out your business cards. Let's just make it a huge community event because, once again, it's going for such a great cause. The other event this Saturday is for a gentleman that is passing away from cancer. It is this Saturday, but it is in Springtown. If you reach out to Crazy Oil Chicks on Facebook, Kayla Wilson, she can give you the information. It's a bike run, and I know all the guys will like this. The women will be out in bikinis washing bikes, so come on out and join us. We're having a bounce house. It's a family-friendly event. All the proceeds goes to the man's family as they try to settle his debts and things. Kayla was his caregiver. We had her on the show last month. So, y'all, please reach out to Kayla and visit her event or come out to my event, or even better than that, go to Rachel's event, because when you go to Rachel's event, you're going to make a fortune just shopping for the children. And trust me, when I go shopping for Charlie, I feel like I break the bank because school clothes and supplies and things are an exorbitant amount of money right now. So if we can save some money, that's what we all need to do. So go by Just Between Friends. Tag Rachel on Facebook and get to know her, please. Reach out to Dory, too.
Ah, thanks. Well, and Just Between Friends on Facebook, you can go to facebook.com/JBF Arlington, correct?
JBF, like Just Between Friends, JBF Arlington. Yes, ma'am.
Yep. I posted it in the chat room, and then I liked you while we were talking. So I was multitasking over here in the studio, you know. Well, whenever I type a link, I click the link just to make sure I type the right link and don't have to go, oops, sorry about that, typed in the wrong link.
Well, Rachel, is there anything you would like to share that we haven't covered, or anything that you would like to go over on the event, or anything that you do even other than the event? We know you're a mom. You stay just as busy as everybody else does, and you run a very successful business. What can we share today that we haven't covered that you would like to before we end the show this afternoon?
Well, I'm a mom of two kids. I have a pretty big age gap between my children, which is what JBF helps me with as well, because we don't have a lot of those straggling baby things remaining anymore. We have a 10-year-old son and a daughter that just turned a year old. As far as JBF goes, I did forget to mention something that is kind of important. JBF is all about safety. And we are the only children's event that I'm aware of that has a safety and recall person on staff. Our sales, we go through all the items that are brought to the sale, and we pick through them to remove any recalled items so that we don't have any unsafe products on our floor. Because we do care about safety. We care about the safety of our children and your children, and we don't want any children to be injured by unsafe products. So we're very well aware, and we keep on top of the recalls and ongoing safety issues, and we pull those items from the floor. So we want to have a really safe sale. We want to keep your kids safe. So that's another reason why I love JBF, and I hadn't really touched on that, but I did want to let people know, because that's always a big concern when looking at something that maybe has been in someone else's home. You know, does it have all its pieces, and is it safe? And that is something that we focus on and strive for at JBF.
I love knowing that, because I did not know that either. And as a mom, it makes me feel safer to go there now and to shop. And not only, because I don't only shop for my own son, I shop for other kids, I shop for the school, and knowing that is will make so many people feel so much safer, because you can go to some of these resale stores, and I don't mean anything bad, and you think everything is good, and you will get home, and you will find something that can be on a recall list. But it's not just consignment stores. It can happen at a regular store, too. So thank you.
Absolutely. I think that's great. I really do. I think that's absolutely fabulous.
It's important to me as a mom. I have a one-year-old, and she puts every single thing in her mouth, and I constantly am thinking, is she safe? If I leave her, you know, in her pack and play, have I left anything around? Is she safe? And so it's important to me, not only as a business owner, but as a mom, that I am not selling to someone else an item that came from another home that isn't safe. So we stay on top of that. It's very important to us.
I think that's awesome. I really do.
That is really good. And then Just Between Friends works with local charities. Some people may or may not be aware of that, but Rachel and I were talking about this the other day. So that's another concept with Just Between Friends. So if you haven't heard of Just Between Friends, take the time to check out her Facebook page or check out the website, because you will just be amazed at all the different things that they do and how they do go above and beyond to make sure that we're safe. And they incorporate so many people and daycares and school teachers and things. And once you go to the event, like I said, you're just not going to know who you run into. You may be standing beside a teacher, or you could be standing beside just a mom. You just don't know. But the people at the events are usually always so nice and so funny. And you'll be looking for something, and they'll just be asking you, what size are you looking for? Are you looking for a boy or a girl? Before you know it, you're going to leave with friends, because that's happened to me so many times at these sales. So I just love the concept of Just Between Friends, and I'm just honored that we were able to share about it today. And I really want Rachel to take the time and share anything that she thinks that we can benefit from. Make sure the address and website is shared, Rachel, so we can fill the room with wonderful consignment items, because I need to go shop. School starting soon.
Absolutely. So if you go to jbfsell.com and you go to the top right-hand corner of the page, you're going to see a search field. If you put in your zip code or the state that you live in, it will list all the sales that are close to you. So if you're in Texas and you type in Texas, it'll list all the upcoming Texas events. And those are, you know, those are constantly updating. So you want to go and check.
And just because you go to one JBF, don't think that all the items are the same. You really need to shop more than one, because I'm telling you, you can go to this one over here today and you might not find what you're looking for, but you can go to one tomorrow and you'll find what you're looking for. And that's the fun thing, because each of them are different and each of them have different items, and it's just different people and different concepts, and you'll actually find the one that you, and you'll end up with a favorite one, but there's always more out there. So just take the time to reach out to them, find them on Facebook, follow them, because there's wonderful tips on Rachel's Facebook page. I'm always on there reading and resharing and stuff. And so just y'all just take the time to look, and if you have any questions, reach out to Rachel, because she's just wonderful, and she'll help answer questions and things for you, where I'm sure that we've left some stuff out today. Dori, we probably overwhelmed you, but do you have any questions or anything for Rachel?
No, I don't, but I just wanted to say thank you so much, Rachel, for coming and sharing Just Between Friends. And those of you down in Texas and anywhere near, wait a minute, where's the address? I have it here somewhere. In Grand Prairie, anywhere near Grand Prairie, make sure you go out and visit Just Between Friends. It's September 12th through the 14th is when they are open for purchase. And, you know, get on the website and locate them and go save yourself some money and have some fun, you know, while you're there.
I'm not going to do a shout-out again for Rachel. Remember, on her Facebook page, there is a coupon, but it is on the Facebook page. Rachel, I'll let you share your link to that.
Yes, it's facebook.com/JBF Arlington. There's a free admission coupon for that first public day, without the coupon. It is a $5 admission. We want you guys to go to the Facebook page or to the JBSL website and locate the Arlington Grand Prairie sale, and that coupon will be on the website and on our Facebook page. And we want people to share it with their friends, you know, email it out, text it out, because we will accept that on a mobile device. You don't have to have a printed coupon, but we want people to share that so that we get the word out about our sale.
This is Sarah. Can I just say one last thing?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I just wanted to also say that if you can go to different sales. Like, it, once you tag your items, that barcode is universal for any sale, but you do have to, like, sign up for their sale. So I've actually sold at a couple different locations, but I do have to say I did meet Rachel at the East Tyler, Texas sale, and she was so phenomenal, so open-minded. I remember I even called her and I thought, man, she's an owner. She's so busy. You know, my question is so stupid, but she got back to me right away and she was just amazing. So I just wanted to really kind of put that out there for you, Rachel.
I'm glad you shared that because that's something that I didn't know either. I'm learning all kinds of things today. This was fun.
We have a universal consignor number. So once you are signed up as a consignor, you are a consignor for JBF, period. You can go to any JBF sale, and your items are already tagged. So you do have to sign up on the JBFsale.com website to be a consignor at that individual sale. You know, you have to sign up for that individual sale. But once you do that, all of your items are in the inventory. You just bring your, you know, your tagged items. You can go from sale to sale. The things that didn't sell at the last sale, you grab them and you can head to the next one.
And sometimes, like, tagging can be a little overwhelming and, you know, you don't know where to start and you think, man, I have such a silly question. She is so open to anything and she doesn't make you feel stupid like you don't know what you're doing. I mean, she just walks you through everything and she is just amazing. So
I love that. Because I'd be one of the ones that wouldn't know where to start or anything, and I'd probably be the ones with the crazy, dumb questions. But at least I wouldn't have to feel out of place because I know Rachel would take care of me. I might drive her up a wall, but she'd take care of me.
Even though it's on the website, sometimes you just want somebody to walk you through it. You know, sometimes it's just a little easier if you have somebody on the phone that knows and can go through it with you. So I totally understand that.
Well, I just thank all of you ladies for being here today on Word of Mom Radio and the Branding Beyond Blogging Show. I just wanted to let everybody know, coming up next month on Glenda's show, Nicobee's Collectible from Springtown, Texas, is going to be sharing, and I love that Glenda has these hometown spotlights. I really do. I love that she gets to share businesses and things that are in her area, and then also does businesses that are online, so they're in anyone's area. And I really enjoy that.
And
I really do.
Nicobee's will be out at Rachel's event, too. So when y'all are out, you'll get to meet both ladies. So make it a point to come out and shop with Just Between Friends and check out Nicobee's, because there's no telling what Angela will bring out there. So it's going to be a fun day. And like she said, there's two shows a year. So put them down in your calendars and please come out and please join us.
I thank you. I really do. I really encourage you guys to go and find a Just Between Friends near you. I really do. And tomorrow, I just want to say really quickly, tomorrow on the Mompreneur Model, we are sharing the E-Think Tank for Moms, and it's the it's their 360 conference that's going to be happening in October, and we're doing a series of three different shows because Word of Mom Radio is going to actually be broadcasting from there and doing tweet chats and a Google Hangout, and Lynette Barbieri and Vanessa Copes share the vision of helping others and mentoring women, especially moms, on how to accomplish their personal and business goals. And they're going to be here tomorrow with me, along with two of the presenters, Britt Bolinick and Jennifer Bronsnick. We're going to be sharing them August 14th. They'll be back on September 18th with another two speakers, and then October 2nd. So I'm really excited about doing this series of shows for the eThink Tank for Moms. And Glenda, I thank you for another fabulous Branding Beyond blogging and just that out-of-the-box thinking that you do to help businesses share who they are and what they do with us and with the community. And I just applaud you for doing it because it's so much fun to get to share with you every month. It really is. And good luck to school and with for Charlie, you know. And
I'd like to thank Rachel and her guests. I'm honored that she had her guests come and chat with us today, and I got to learn so much through Rachel and both of the young ladies that she brought. And I'd like to thank all of them very, very much, especially Rachel, for allowing me to be a part of Just Between Friends.
And thank you both for having me today. It was a pleasure.
You are so welcome. And for all of you tuning in here to Word of Mom Radio, we thank you for taking the time to join us here on Branding Beyond Blogging and all of our different shows. I, you know, offer you the archives, go back and meet some of the amazing women that Glenda has shared on her show and that I get to share on mine, and you know, such fabulous shows in our Wednesday. Our next Wednesday show will be Productive Play with Debbie Dutton and Alyssa Sunger next Wednesday, and I'm loving this rotating platform. So I thank you again for tuning in and making us have so much fun sharing with you. So for now, this is Dori DiCarlo on behalf of all of us from here on Word of Mom Radio and Branding Beyond Blogging. Thanks so much for tuning in, and go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
Thank you.